Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Sincerity is from the majestic character of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wassalam. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who sent our leader Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as the seal of the Prophets, and who made us from those who believe in him, and those who testify to the truth of that which he brought. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. And if you believe and fear him, then for you is a great reward. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. When the revelation came down upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the cave of Hira, and he returned back to his wife Khadija radiallahu anha, the descriptions say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shaken and his body was trembling. He said to have said to her, I was afraid that something bad might happen to me. Hearing this, Khadija radiallahu anha said, No, rather you receive good tidings. For by Allah, Allah will never disgrace you. For you speak the truth and you keep good relations with your relatives. And so on. So in this brief description of the first event of revelation and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming and seeking comfort from his wife, in this description that is narrated in the hadith of Bukhari and Muslim, we find that sincerity is from the outset one of the first of attributes that was borne witness to by his wife. And it was this attribute that was used by her as a reason to testify to the fact that she believed that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would only receive goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she did this on account of the fact that she knew him. She was, of course, those most acquainted with him and most aware of his states, being his wife. And how could she not do so? How could it not be except in this manner? For he was known amongst all people as the truthful and the trustworthy, as-sadiq and amin. And this is the reason why when he gathered the people together to inform them of his prophethood, he said, Suppose if I was to tell you that there is an enemy cavalry in the valley intending to attack you, would you believe me? And they responded by saying, Yes, for we have not found you saying anything other than the truth. In similar manner, Heraclius, the king of Rome, the narrations say, once again, these narrations are in Bukhari and Muslim, that he was seeking evidence of the truth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For in his own understanding, one of the signs of prophethood was that the Prophet would never speak except the truth. And so when Heraclius came across Abu Sufyan and he asked him the question, Did you ever accuse him of falsehood before he proclaimed his prophethood? Abu Sufyan responded by saying, No. Heraclius then said, The reason why I asked you this was because if you accused him of falsehood before he proclaimed prophethood, and you're saying that you did not, implies that when such a person would not allow himself to tell a lie in front of the people, then how could he ever go to say a lie about forging a falsehood about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In similar manner, we find that the companions, the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who lived with him, and those who were most given to accompany him throughout his life, they too were certain of the truthfulness of what he embodied. This is how we find his closest companion, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, was, for when the news of the Prophet's night journey, the journey of Isra, came to him, he said, if he was to say this, then he is truthful. For I believe in his truth with regards to revelation that comes to him in the morning and the evening. So the Sahaba, when they spoke about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they believed that he was always truthful. And that's why one of the descriptions that they say about him is that he was Sadiq, the truthful one, who's masduq, who's confirmed in his truthfulness. They used to refer to him by this before they used to continue by narrating whatever he said. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he bless us with the love of his messenger, and that he make us of those who truthfully follow the truth of his message and guidance. And one of these forms of this guidance that is forever with us and with us from generation to generation is the Quran itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, he says, أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ أَنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَرَحْمَةً وَذِكْرَى لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. He says, and is it not sufficient for them that we reveal to you the book which is recited to them? Indeed, and that is a mercy and reminder for a people who believe. So brothers and sisters, this Quran is a continual testimony to the truth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so we are encouraged to have a relationship with the Quran, to believe in it and to act upon it. And our ability to embody and to act upon the guidance of the Quran is the degree to which we believe and embody the truth of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to embody the truth and to believe in the truthful one, As-Sadiq al-Amin, our messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for he's the most forgiving and the most merciful. Indeed, the best of that which bears witness to the sincerity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our embodying and following his message and following that which the Quran calls us to. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and grant us that. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. This khutbah was brought to you by إذاعة القرآن أبو ظبي.